Most of the Midwest will encounter three waves of cooling over the next 10 days. Unfortunately, that means that our spring warm-up will be cut short here for a little while and will fall back again with some cooler soil temperatures, likely as time moves forward. The forecast here today actually focuses the first wave of cooling on the northern plains. Most of the Midwest proper is not going to be seriously impacted by this first round of cooler air, but the northern plains and the upper Midwest will, and these areas are probably going to see the temperatures fall off, maybe not dramatically, but at least enough to generate some snow. And today we're going to see some significant snowfall across portions of the northern U.S. plains and the upper Midwest. From Nebraska into Minnesota, we'll see some 4 to 8 inch accumulations, and there will be potential in west central Minnesota to possibly get more than a foot of snow. The precipitation in west central Minnesota is going to end up being mostly stationary for several hours today, and that's one of the reasons for the heavier snowfall, but it'll only impact a handful of counties in that area. The storm system will wind down fairly quickly, and it will move across the Great Lakes region as we go into the day tomorrow. We'll expect to see some cooling occur across the Midwest, but only minor amounts of cooling are expected at this point. The afternoon temperatures today across most of the Midwest are going to still be in a pleasant range. We'll look for the afternoon highs running mostly in the 30s and 40s across the north, and we'll look for some 50s and perhaps a few lower 60s in the south. Those lower 60s will be mostly confined to Kansas and Missouri. As we move on out into the day on Wednesday, we will expect to see 30s and 40s still occurring in the north, but the south will cool down 40s with mostly some lower 50s in the southernmost parts of the region. No more 60 degree readings likely for a while. And as we go on out into the latter part of this week, our second wave of cool air will start to push through the north-central parts of the U.S. The northern plains will encounter some new snow. This will occur mostly on Thursday, going into Friday perhaps, but we'll end up seeing snow accumulations running anywhere from 1 to 4 inches across a part of the northern plains. That particular storm system will come into the upper parts of the Midwest perhaps as quickly as Friday, maybe late Thursday night, early Friday morning. It'll be a wintry mix initially and then change over to snow. There'll be a band of showers and some thunderstorms that may occur across the lower eastern Midwest as we go through the day on Friday into Saturday morning, but none of the rain is going to be heavy, and most of the snowfall will stay confined to the uppermost parts of the Midwest again. The cold high-pressure system that comes behind this second wave of precipitation will be a little bit more potent, and as we get into the weekend, temperatures will be quite a bit cooler than average across a big part of the Midwest. Our third wave of cold will likely come in and during the early part of next week. As it comes along, it will likely drop temperatures again across the Canadian prairies initially, and then do the same thing for the northern plains and the upper Midwest. All this will occur on probably Monday, Sunday night or Monday, and then the cold will drop into the eastern part of the U.S. The most important part of this third wave of cold, besides the fact that temperatures will be low enough to drop soil temperatures, is that we'll probably put a surface high pressure center over the southeastern part of the U.S., and that will start pumping moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico into the southern U.S. plains, setting the stage for some rain in hard red winter wheat country as we finish out the month. We'll continue to monitor that rather closely. It would certainly be a significant event. In the meantime, our temperatures across the Midwest will turn a bit colder. This weekend, we'll look for teens and 20s in the northern parts of the region, 30s and 40s in the south, and even cooler perhaps during the early part of next week. Lowest temperatures across the Midwest over these next few days are going to start off in the teens and 20s across the northern areas and 20s and 30s in the south. I don't think we'll see too much in the way of additional cooling, though, until late in the weekend, when some single digits and teens will impact the northern parts of the Midwest and teens and 20s will occur in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.